That actuality of Josh Addo Carr, Ray Warren, the legendary voice there of rugby league, really, at the Nine Network. And again tonight, Josh Addo Carr, will he get across the stripe? He joined us yesterday on the program. It was terrific to have a chat with him, the Melbourne Flyer and Indigenous All-Stars Flyer, and he was talking up a treat yesterday at the Captain's Run as well. But all this could not happen, Laurie Daly, without the man in the middle of us in our big sports breakfast studio here in Melbourne, and it is Preston Campbell who joins us. Hey, Preston.
Good morning.
Good to have you, mate.
It's good to be here. Thanks for inviting me along.
How do you feel in a week like this, Preston?
Look, to be honest, it's a little overwhelming sometimes. You have plenty that's going on. You know, you keep busy during the week, but just the feeling being around camp in particular, it's just one of those things. You see how excited the boys are. Not just because they get to run out in that Indigenous jersey, but they get to play some football. You know, they just come off a really, really tough off season, and I think it's just that time of year where not just players but fans are looking for some footy.
We've said it many times over the past couple of days that this concept, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. You came up with this Indigenous All-Stars concept. Can you tell us why it was important to you at the time and how you got it up and running? And if you thought it would still be going, obviously hoping it was still going like it is now and going to be showcased tonight in Melbourne at Amy Park.
Oh, look, to be honest, I never ever thought it'd be at a level as it is right now. In the beginning, it was probably a little bit selfish of me. In 2008, I keep going back to 2008 when we had the World Cup opener. We played against the Maldives, and again, it just that week was just amazing. Feeling being able to play alongside the boys and showcase who we were and represent our families, represent our communities. It was just amazing feeling, and I know that after game chatter, it was great. People coming up, patting us on the back, crying, telling us how proud they were of us, and it was just a great feeling, and I wanted that feeling again. And it's the All-Stars, and obviously there was a lot of tough conversations. The only question I asked is why can't we have something like this more often? And now we sit here in 2019 and we see the Indigenous All-Stars versus the Māori All-Stars, a concept which I thought would be great right from the beginning, only because I see the Māori people as I see our people, very passionate with their culture, and the Māoris are very, very strong in their culture, and we as Indigenous people of Australia can actually learn a little bit from them. So I'm just excited. It's been a long week, and I know Loz has had to do a bit of work with the boys, and I dare say he's looking forward to the tonight's game.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. It's been a big week for the players, and I know that you do a lot of work in the community, Presto, but the difference that you and all the other guys can make to the Indigenous community, and we had you speak to the players the other night about respecting a lot of things, but the pillar of our culture is respect. But to see the work that they do and to see the work that you do and other people don't see it, but it's all about trying to make a difference, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And look, and it's really hard to see sometimes when you're playing a sport of profile. Sometimes we can get caught up. And look, it's a very, very different world from what I live in right now. I see all sorts of things going on in our community, and I choose to do that. You know, it's my choice to get out and want to try and make a difference. But when you're playing a sport of profile, it's very, very closed, and sometimes you can get caught up in the hype of rugby league, and sometimes you lose sight of what is important sometimes. But the boys understand that they come from beginnings that, some of them come from very turbulent beginnings, traumatic, very humble beginnings. So they understand the importance of this game. And really all they need to do is be themselves. They're professional sports people. They trained very, very hard. Being Indigenous, being Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander is a bonus that a lot of them could fall back on or draw from, you know, when things get tough. And they should remember that during the season. It shouldn't be just about winning 2 points every week. It shouldn't be about winning the premiership at the end of the year. There's just so much more to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And then after this week, and you can see, you know, how happy the guys are to be together with each other and then be involved with this. And then if they can continue the good work they've learnt throughout this week on, when this week finishes, I think that's an important thing as well.
Yeah, well, look, it could actually benefit them.
Yeah.
It could springboard them into a great season. But I know we see a few boys now in the New South Wales team. And then look, there's been an argument, you know, you need to pick more Indigenous people or players in the New South Wales team. But there's always been Indigenous players in the New South Wales team. And it's just been a story that's been, or a conversation that's been going on for a long time. But I think people, I don't know, they have that misconception that they can't play for New South Wales for whatever reason, but it showed last year. You know, we had four or five that were representing New South Wales last year, and they were proud as punch, you know. Yeah. And it's we need to sort of put a stop to that chit chat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I know. As New South Welshman, I was proud that we won the series last year, and that wasn't because we had Indigenous players in there. It was because I'm a New South Welshman, you know, and I was so proud that they won.
What are you doing with yourself, mate? And you've got the foundation up and running, the Preston Campbell Foundation. Tell us a little bit about that and what you're doing.
Well, the foundation, basically, we're trying to find ways to basically draw people. We use the power of rugby league, or we use the power of sport to try and bring people in to help make a difference. So we manage a cafe or two up in Queensland, and I see these as places where people can come in, feel safe, feel comfortable, in order to share what it is with us, so that we could support them in the best way possible for them to move forward. And look, it's been a massive learning curve for me. I was a footy player for 14 years. You know, I was just a meathead. people have taught me so much about why it's important to be able to support each other, to be there for each other. We have many people out there that are struggling. I had my own struggles. I'm sure you did, Oz. We all have. But if we can be there for each other, and the most important thing, I think, is that if we can ask for that support, that's where it can start. And that's what we try to do. We try to bring people in so they can tell their stories in order for us to help them.
Yeah, and you've told your story publicly before about, you know, your state of mind when you were playing. And a lot of our listeners wouldn't have heard the Preston Campbell sort of story and the issues that you were facing. Can you just give us a sort of a snapshot of what you went through and sort of what all sort of brought it to an end?
Yeah, we all go through our stages, and mine in particular was when I was kind of at the peak of my career. So it was in 2001. It wouldn't have been a month after I'd received the Dally M. A conversation had taken place, and it kind of my whole life sort of turned around. It started with a negative thought. After this conversation, it just started with a negative thought, and that's where it all began. And this negative thought had me put myself in isolation. And I isolated myself from the world, my family, my community, my friends. And I just put on this facade. And I put this facade on for so long that it was detrimental to me, where it almost cost me my life. Mm. And it really took me a long time to understand why or how I got into that position. But once I was able to understand why I got there, I was able to get the right support to be able to get me out of that cold, dark place. And it's a story that I'm very, very open to sharing. because I think it's very, very important that we do share these tough conversations. When you talk about state of mind, mental health, it's not an issue that we do like to talk about. You know, we like to sweep this one under the rug, and I'm just one of those guys that believe we lose too many people to something that's very, very preventable.
Yep, there's no doubt about that. And Loz and I were lucky enough to be involved in a suicide prevention night up in Armidale last Friday night when we raised some good money there as well. And this comes in as well, Preston. So this should make you proud. And I know you're proud of the work that you're doing. Looking forward to your interview with Preston. It goes on to say, as having a partner myself who often suffers from acute depression, I can only admire the job that Preston Campbell is doing, getting the message out there to people with mental health issues. They are not alone. And that comes in from Brian. So, you know, lots of terrific work. And I know you caught up with Michael Long again yesterday, mate. We thank you so much for your time. We thank you for all those years ago having the brainstorm of an idea, the lightning bolt moment, the light bulb moment of creating this Indigenous All-Stars weekend. There's so many positive stories that come out of it. I know Loz is so proud to be involved with it as well. So,
No, we've got a lot to thank Preston for, because a lot of us love being a part of this week. We enjoy getting together, and without this man, this great man sitting beside us, it would never have happened. And I know how passionate he is about Indigenous and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander causes. And he gives his heart and soul and his life to it. And he is certainly one guy that's made a massive difference in his community, the Aboriginal community, and Australia, right around this country. So we've got a lot to thank him for, and you couldn't meet a better person.
No, good on you, Preston.
Thanks, Joe. It's been great.
It's been great. Fantastic. Thanks for your time. Preston Campbell, the founding father, really, of the Indigenous All-Stars concept, joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast.